we don't use that brand as parts of the peach. We don't use that one anymore because of that, because of the chips that were in there. And they were banned by the federal government for use in any of their facilities. So we don't use them. We have higher quality, higher priced equipment that we use. We have our own, as a matter of fact. And if you want to see your cameras from the outside world, you have to use the QR code that's in there. Download the app, and then there's special ports, and it's all written in your phone. That's the only way you can access it, and only the people that have the QR code can get into the system.
Yes, I follow you completely, and I know the three-letter company starting with H, whose cameras you talk about. This was more on the NVRs and not even just related to them and the Chinese ties, but they were legit, you know, their NVR is generally running on a version of Linux, so it's nothing proprietary, and it wasn't the China connection causing the link. It was just they were running Linux, and those Linux boxes were available out there on the internet because of port forwarding, rather than using the QR code method that you talk about, and I got that. That's a better way. You could still get compromised, but it would require that middleman, the manufacturer, getting compromised first, which is still a little bit more secure, but yep, it's a real threat.